Like Grace said, yeah, my name is Hayden. I'm a junior biochemistry major here. And yeah, kind of wanted to just give you guys a glimpse as to how the Lord has like slowly sanctified me throughout my life and how he has graciously redeemed actually my family's life as well. So we're just going to jump straight in. So yeah, growing up, my family kind of looks like my mom and my dad and my little brother. And each week we would go to church. In Sunday school, and I would learn about how Jesus died for me, and I would pray something along the lines of, Jesus, come into my heart, save me, and make me more like you, pretty much every single week. This was my whole faith in my early life. I was kind of just asking the Lord over and over again for basically a get-out-of-jail-free card, because I did not have the understanding of what a relationship looked like with the Lord. And my faith was super shallow. I had a lot of knowledge. I knew a lot of the Sunday school answers, but I didn't have that relationship. And this, if you could even call it faith, mixed with the tragedy of the passing of a close family friend, whenever I was really young, really put myself and my whole family at odds with the Lord. And we were really put off with the whole idea of religion and of the faith. We stopped attending church, and I remember thinking, yeah, this isn't real. It just can't be. This kind of all changed whenever I was in seventh grade. I went on a retreat to Kalahari Water Park up in Sandusky. It was pretty awesome. I was totally going just to, like, catch a couple water slides and do whatever, get away from my parents for a little bit. That was my goal. That was my plan for the weekend. But what I didn't know, actually, is that the Lord had very, very different plans for me that weekend. The Lord taught me at that retreat that having a relationship with Jesus is much more than just saying a prayer. It's actually a decision to give him my life. And not only that, but this is the best decision that I could ever make. And so I went and I dedicated my life to the Lord. Shortly after that, I was baptized. Life was good. But here's the issue is there was a little bit of a problem. I had a lot of enthusiasm for my new faith, but I actually didn't have a lot of people around me to help steward my faith. My home was not a believing household at the time. And I had a lot of friends, but they all kind of went to different schools. And so I didn't really have people close to me to help me grow in the faith. This was hard for me. A lot of my early Christian life, I really struggled with a lot of things that somebody who you would think is a Christian wouldn't struggle with. Things like cursing and lying, disobeying my parents, and sexual sins, and a whole number of other things as well. However, through all of this, something pretty amazing actually happened my freshman year. I remember having a conversation with my mom one night, and it was actually about her getting baptized and getting back into the faith. She said that she wanted to make the decision to do it, and it was because of how she had seen the Lord work and change me in my life, which was kind of crazy because, again, I didn't really think that I was doing a great job. But my freshman year, I was so blessed to be able to baptize my mom. And then shortly after that, I got to see the Lord slowly start to change the life of my little brother. He started growing in wisdom and favor and stature with the Lord. And while this was happening, the Lord was slowly starting to change me as well from my freshman year, then on to my senior year. My language cleaned itself up. The lying started to become less and less, and I stopped being as disobedient to my parents as I once had been. But I was still, like, in high school, so I was a brat, you know, from time to time, for sure. I was nowhere near perfect, but I was becoming better than I had been before, and it was solely through the Lord. But there's one last piece to this puzzle, one thing that's missing, and that's my dad. Now, if you ever hear me talk about my dad, you'd probably hear me talk about how hardworking or tough he is. He, like, grew up on a tobacco farm, which is crazy work. You hear me talk about how funny he is. He's always there making, like, the most egregious dad jokes ever. He also is, like, weirdly good at dancing and singing out of nowhere. And he also eats like a third of a tub of ice cream and then like goes and runs 16 miles. It's ridiculous. The thing that I don't really talk about that much is that my dad is actually an alcoholic. His addiction looked a lot different than what you might think. His drinking really just kind of made him not present with me and my family. It's meant that he was around, but he was never engaged. Put a lot of stress on me and my family as his alcoholism worsened. Actually, as I left for my freshman year of college, it was at its peak. It was at its worst bit. He would come home from work, and that was pretty much the only thing he would do until he fell asleep. Now I was at OU, and I finally had a really, really good group of people surrounding me, growing with the Lord. I remember at fall retreat my freshman year, I sat down across from Sadler Henson, who some of you know, and we had a really good conversation about having hard conversations, specifically one with my dad that I was planning on having whenever I got back over break about his drinking. I remember him just telling me, like, you just need to talk with your dad about it and then just trust the Lord with the rest. And so that's what I did. Got home, and my dad and I sat down one Sunday morning. We had a heart-to-heart about his drinking, and to be honest, I didn't really think it went well. I left feeling extremely discouraged. I left, like, that afternoon, and so I was really discouraged, and I thought that it had failed. But I kept praying and asking the Lord to change his heart. And then about a month later, I was in a chemistry lab, actually, and my dad called me 4 times in a row. Now I was like, this isn't good. he was actually calling to tell me that he had voluntarily placed himself into rehab and he was going to start to get better. And so for the next 3 months, my dad was in there and he spent time getting himself better slowly but surely. And then whenever he got out, he started walking with the Lord. And then just a few short months later, my brother got to baptize him in my home church, which is amazing. The Lord redeemed my family, and only he could do it, right? But now I'm here. I'm serving the Lord with all the random different gifts that he has given me in worship and Bible study leading and discipleship. And I'm still being changed by the renewing love of Christ each and every single day. And now my home has a foundation that's built on Christ, who is the cornerstone. And so, just want to leave you guys with three things today that has really taken me about 8 years to learn of being a Christian. The first is that if the Lord could use a dumb little seventh grader like me to start softening the hearts of his family to the Lord and to the gospel, then he can definitely use you to start a good work in the people around you. The second is that you are never too broken for the Lord to use you, no matter how little you know or how bad you've messed up. The God of the universe still loves you and wants to use you to further his kingdom. And the last that I want to leave you with is this, is that we should never give up fighting for the ones who we love the most, because if the Lord can redeem my family, then he can surely redeem your family, he can redeem your friends, and he can redeem the people that you love and cherish the most in your life. And so, yeah, if I said anything that resonated with you personally, if you just want to talk or hang out, just let me know. I'll be down here after 180. But yeah, my name is Hayden, and this is my 180 story.